Ketchikan,
Kotzebue,
Dillingham,
Sitka,
Chugiak,
Fairbanks,
Fort Yukon,
Wrangell,
Barrow,
Unalaska, Dutch Harbor,
Alaknarechamute.
This is AK on Alaska News Nightly. I'm Lisa Fu. Today on AK, City Under One Roof. It takes a different kind of person to live in Whittier, Alaska. The town is accessible only by water or by tunnel, the weather is extreme, and the only housing option is an ugly apartment building. But the community has managed to win over grade school teacher Erica Thompson. Alaska Public Media's video producer Travis Gilmore spent a day with Thompson and found out life in this one-building town is unique, even by Alaska's standards.
I turned the camera on as soon as I entered the 2.5-mile-long tunnel that leads to the town of Whittier. I assume we're setting out to capture footage for a story about isolation. Then I meet Erica Thompson.
You know, Whittier's different than, say, working in the traditional bush community in that, you know, we are on the road, but we all live in the same building.
Thompson has lived in Whittier for 4 years. She teaches second, third, and fourth grade at the Whittier School, which happens to be across the street from the building that houses most of Whittier's residents. Erica takes an elevator to the basement floor, then walks through the underground tunnel.
I think in a larger community, you know, you go to school, you travel there, and not in Whittier. You know, you just got to walk over, and it takes 5 minutes, if that, you know, depending on the elevator, of course.
Erica lives high up in the Begich Towers, a large pastel building that looks like it'd be more at home in New Jersey than small-town Alaska. It has 196 apartment units, most of which are occupied by Whittier's year-round residents. And when you live down the hall from your students, some of the usual boundaries can get blurry.
No.
What floor do you guys need?
11.
5 and 11?
Yeah.
He moved.
It's like a family. You know, I don't have discipline issues. I don't have classroom management issues because they know me. It's like coming to school with mom. They call me mom half the time anyway.
Begich Towers is often called the city under one roof. Tucked in its 14 floors are some amenities you might not expect to find.
We have everything we need, really. There's a post office downstairs. There's a grocery store downstairs. There's a little video store that if you want to rent videos or movies, you can go and call her and she'll come over. City offices are downstairs as well, so all the city managers and everything and the mayor work down there. So you don't have to leave if you don't need to.
For some residents, not having to leave the building can be more of a burden than a convenience.
It's hard to stay healthy in a town like this. Our weather is really challenging. We don't have a fitness center or a gym. Between the extreme winds and the rain and the snow, that challenges a lot of people. And so I think that it just becomes a normal thing to not move and to not be healthy. And the weather is always a great excuse.
And that's something Erica's trying to counteract with her students as well as with her adult neighbors.
Keep those eyes on the ceiling, chin going towards the ceiling.
After school is out for the day, she runs home to change, take her dog out for a quick walk, and then she hits the gym. The school gym, that is.
I'm on 15 if you're following my count.
I had a lot of community members asking me to teach classes. Last year, I was convinced by just enough people asking that I decided to try it. And it has gone really well, and it's really well received. And like I said, I love watching people meet their goals. And so to watch someone start the school year off and not be able to do something and finish the school year off and to be able to do it and more is really rewarding for me.
And that neighborly spirit, it makes Whittier a little bit less isolating than it may seem.
It would be silly to say that you live a lonely life living in the building, because I have friends and neighbors and students and coworkers that are right down the hall.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Nice.
All of them.
Did Austin help you?
No.
Actually, did Batman help you?
No.
No Batman?
Yeah.
If you're having a bad day, if you're having a day where you think, gosh, I haven't talked to another human being for a while, you can just walk down the hall or you can get in the elevator.
This Christmas, Erica's treating herself to a trip that's a little farther than an elevator ride to a neighbor's apartment. After 4 years straight in Whittier, she's finally taking a vacation out of state. For AK, I'm Travis Gilmore.